Well, welcome to World Social Media Day. Not just Social Media Day in Cork, World Social Media Day on Friday, the 27th of June, 2014. Now, I'm actually sitting with the leader, I'm going to call her. I don't know what job title she's going to have. Her name is Margaret Smith. Margaret Smith, it's been 2 years since I talked to you about World Social Media Day. Will you just tell the people, who are you?
Right, my name is Margaret Smith, and for my sins, I took over the running of Social Media Day 4 years ago. And we're the only event that constantly runs in Cork. We're also the only European event that has been recognised by Mashable, who actually invented the day, and featured every year on their website. And they've actually contacted us in advance this year to see what we're up to.
Now, I'm going to go into that with you, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to go into it. But first of all, I want to ask you a very leading question. Why on earth are you, Margaret Smith, having anything to do with World Social Media Day? Why?
I ask myself that every bloody day because I'm gone grey with the expense of it. So I don't know, to be honest with you. I love social media. I'm very involved in it. And I think what's sorely lacking, especially nowadays, is a social media day event, or a social media event that is around people and fun and enjoyment and just getting to know people, rather than the business connections and the sales and the analytics and the numbers and all that. And so I wanted to do something totally different, and there is a community online, and I just wanted to take that offline and make it real connections for one night.
And are you a bit fed up of business? Is it just that you want to sort of dedicate your life to fun?
No, obviously I want to make money at it. But I think that I do see a trend on social media in that it's becoming less and less fun to be on there, because people are pitching at me left, right and centre with their business, whatever their business is, whatever they're selling. And I think people are missing the point. A lot of what I work in social media, and I would always ask people to tweet 80% of the time personal stuff, and maybe or 80, yeah, and 20% the other, even less sometimes. I probably do 5% if I remember it all. But people will naturally gravitate to the person. Even if it's a big brand, they gravitate to the personality that's coming across, rather than being shouted at by this, by that, by the other. And I just want to bring a little bit more fun into the social side. Because if we don't have customers at the end of the day enjoying social media, what's the point in being on there shouting about what you're selling?
Now, you're not a one-person band, right? You're not a one-person band. I want you to tell us who else is involved with you in this event that's taking place in Cork. And after that, then, I want you to go into the nuts and bolts about it, because there are people who listen to this around the world who will be interested in World Social Media Day. And there will also be people in Cork who will be interested in this. So we try to serve everybody.
Okay. Well, I've had a huge amount of volunteers over the years, and they all give an awful lot of time, energy and effort to put this thing together. At the moment, we've a core group of about between 13 and 15 people who meet every single week since January to put this together. There's people with social media backgrounds. We've got Dermot Cogan, who works with Ampost. We've got
He's a lorry driver or something like that, isn't he? I remember, he drives very early in the morning.
He does. And I've got Michael from Diamonds Ireland, who is a bespoke jewellery maker. I've got Sienna Cam Aspel from Insidium Marketing, who's in the same thing as with social media agency. I have 2020 Art Gallery on board. Sheila, she's Mrs. Doyle this year. We'll get to that. And
you're going to forget somebody, aren't
you?
But you got loads. Is there at the end of this audio, you can maybe refer us to where we can find out more at the end, right?
Yeah, sure.
You can do that. But look, go back to the thing. What about the nuts and bolts of this thing? Now, you've got a team of people, and what's it going to be like?
Well, this year we are celebrating, I suppose it's an homage to Father Ted, because everyone in the whole of Ireland loves Father Ted.
And there's those of you who have never heard of Father Ted, right? Father
Google.
Ted Quigley. Quigley or Quilly?
Crilly.
Crilly, yeah. A little island off the west coast of Ireland, Craggy Island, Well, anyway, look up Father Ted. So it's homage to Father Ted?
Yes.
And are all the other characters from Father Ted going to be in it?
We've got Mrs. Doyle, and we've got Father Jack, and we've got Dougal, and we've got Father Noel Furlong, who's the Irish dancer, and we have Father Stone, who gets electrocuted by a golf club. And we have everybody. We've a lovely girls' competition on the night.
But tell me, are all these people going to be on a stage? Or
An event, and it'll be all happening. And if you know Father Ted, there's an episode where they go to Funland. So we're recreating Funland, which is so much fun. And we're also having a Mrs. Doyle tea reception, where of course the sandwiches are in mounds on a plate, and loads of tea and gatto cakes. And we're doing so much I can't even remember.
And where are you doing all this?
Is in the Sunderswell Boating and Tennis Club, which has a fantastic facility, and it backs out onto the Lee. And it has the most amazing spot. So if we do get a bit of sun, we'd all be able to sit out and have loads of drinks. And
so this is walking distance from the centre of Cork?
Yeah, and that's what we were looking
along
for.
Along the river?
Somewhere. Yeah.
Will people be thrown in the river?
I hope to Jesus they won't.
You hope they won't? No. Oh, really? I thought it would be. I thought Mrs. Doyle in the river. So who's dressing up as Mrs. Doyle?
It's Sheila from 2020 Gallery. And we've done loads of promo pictures as well. You'll have to go on and see them. And even the Bishop of Cork, Paul Colton, invited us up.
The Church of Ireland Bishop of Cork.
Yeah,
what's he done?
He's invited us up to the Bishop's Palace. You can see the photos. And he met the Bishop. We have Bishop Brennan as well. And Mrs. Doyle.
That's the Roman Catholic one.
No, he's the Father Ted one.
Oh, yeah.
Len.
I'm getting my bishops all mixed up.
So we all went up anyway, and we had tea with the bishop, and Mrs. Doyle was absolutely beside herself. I have all the pictures. They're all online on our Facebook page and stuff like that.
So you have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page and a Twitter and an Instagram, a Snapchat.
YouTube channel?
Yes. Yeah. There's not much on that this year. But we're taking Ted and giving him a social media twist. So we've got a confessional happening on the night, a sin bin, which is going to be live Snapchatted to Sober Lane, who are the sponsors for that.
Sober Lane is a pub in Cork.
Yeah,
a music venue and a pub, isn't it?
We've got an
Instagram.
Is this
happening during the day or in the evening?
It's in the evening.
It's all evening.
All
now.
Evening now.
Oh, the last time it was on during the day that I was involved.
We decided
2 years
to make
ago.
This a big party that people can enjoy and lie in the following day, because going to work after the last one.
Will it be late night?
It'll be late. 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd reckon.
2 o'clock in the morning.
So we have a live band who've been rehearsing for the last 3 months, special songs that will be in homage to Ted, and they'll be doing My Lovely Horse, which was the Eurovision entry, do you remember? And we've gone overboard on the detail. We've got spider baby, we've got freak pointing, we've got duck startling, we've got the ladder. So to be honest with you, the meetings are so much fun. It's so not.
And when
like
is it starting? What time
it's
of the day?
8 o'clock, 8 p.m.
So, it'll be light, right? It'll be practically Midsummer's Day. It'll be a little bit after that, right?
So it won't get dark.
So basically, you're at 8 o'clock in the evening. All these people are going to gather in the boat club.
Yeah.
Right, and there's room for them. How many people will be allowed in?
We've got room for about 150. Now this year we're raising funds for Hope Foundation as well on the night. So if you want your picture taken,
they're street kids in Calcutta.
Yeah, and they've been great support to us over the last year. So we said it was time to give a little back, you know, this year. And so if you want to have your photograph taken kicking Bishop Brennan up the arse, then we'll be looking for a little donation. And Father Jack will, you can have various scenarios with Father Jack and the same thing. All of that money will be going to Hope Foundation.
And can I see here, I'm holding here a sort of A4 sheet of paper which gives a poster, really, a little poster, and it says costumes welcome. Is this fancy dress?
Oh, it is. If at all possible you can come in a costume, do. And we'll have so many photo ops that you will just be compelled to send selfie after selfie after selfie. We've got selfie bingo organised as well, so you can win prizes if you. It's tasks, and each and one involves a selfie. So, you know.
Is all this spelled out on the website?
It is.
Thank goodness, because it's all too much.
And also, everybody on the night will be getting a mass leaflet. as they arrive to explain what will be happening over the night, what time things will be happening.
Oh, a manual. Yeah, a manual, yeah. A fun manual.
And like all the hashtags and things like that. So tricky. But we also have a very, very special event, which is the Holy Stone of Clanrickert, which is being elevated to a Grade 2 relic status on the night in Cork. And we will have an unveiling. And we've shipped the Holy Stone in specially for the night.
Have any miracles been promised?
Well, we had a miracle the other night. We were here doing a photo shoot in the Clarion, and one of the bishops levitated. And that you can see that on our Facebook page. Look.
are any women going to be assumed into heaven?
Well, with enough drink, you'd never know.
I think this is it.
We've loads of nuns.
And tell me, is it okay for people to come dressed as characters from Father Ted?
Oh, yes, that's what we're expecting.
Is that all right?
Yeah, and that's what, you know, come as one of them. Now, you don't have to, because, you know, you won't be stopped at the door. But there are prizes for costumes and things like that. And obviously, you'll have an awful lot. We'll all be dressed as characters from Father Ted.
What is your character?
Actually, I'm not. I'm the only one that...
You're the fairy godmother, are you?
Yes.
You float above the whole thing and...
I get away with more.
What colour are you going to wear?
I have no idea. We have T-shirts as well that some of the girls will be... The better looking girls will be going around in lovely T-shirts instead of... and we've the lovely girl... An alternative lovely girls competition. So it's not only open to women, but open to men as well. And we'll be... We're equal opportunities lovely bottoms appreciators.
Lovely bottoms appreciators,
and
right.
And there will be the sandwich making round, and there will of course be the walking round, and then the interview round, and then the tiebreaker will be the lovely laugh. You know, the
This is look. This is Cork, right? A small little city in the south coast of Ireland. But World Social Media Day is bigger than that, isn't it?
It's huge. It's all over the world. But it's usually the United States that gets the most attention. But because we take it and spin it and throw it right outside the box as far as you can go, we've been getting an awful lot of attention. We've never do the same event twice, and we're priding ourselves on that, you know what I mean? And that's more fun for the organisers as well, because the first thing for us, because we don't make any money out of it, I've aged about 10 years this year alone, you have to have the fun payoff, and we enjoy it, and we pick themes that we love and enjoy, you know? And last year was a huge success.
Now, you picked Father Ted and all that this year. Now, who didn't you pick? You probably sat there with a short list of three. Who were the other ones who didn't make the cut this year?
We didn't. We just brainstormed and this came out and we all went, yes!
Really?
We're all mad Father Ted fans. Yeah. But we didn't know until someone brought it up and then we all went.
Now, look, if somebody hears about this and they're outside Cork, will they be allowed in?
Yeah, of course, you're more than welcome. We have a few people coming over from London, especially, and we have a few people coming down from Dublin, I know for definite. And we'll also have a tweet wall on the night, which is actually more than a tweet wall, because it encapsulates Pinterest, Instagram, Vine.
This is a place where you put up all of this stuff.
So we'll be putting an address out so that people can follow that to see all of the things that are happening on the hashtag, because it will be more visual than text-based on the night, obviously. And it'll preview all of the pictures for you and stuff like that, so you can follow that. And we'll have one up in the actual venue so people can see what other people are tweeting and stuff like that.
And what's going to happen to the people who don't make the 150 and can't get in on the night? Where are they going to go?
Well, they have to go to this tweet wall to see what's happening, or just follow Twitter and Facebook.
So they're going to be a bit like Henman's Hill in Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Outside.
We'll be taking video confessions, which we will be editing for people's security and putting up over the rest of the weekend. And pictures will be streamed out over the rest of the weekend as well, again, once they've been passed.
And this is Friday the 27th of June.
Yeah, World Social Media Day is actually on Monday. But it was a very unfun day to have anything, would be the Monday. So we took the executive decision to have it on a Friday night so we can all have 2 days to recover.
And is this the Friday before the Monday or the Friday?
Yeah, Friday before.
So basically you're leading the world.
Yes. Well, a lot
setting
of people
the tone.
Led it last year. They played with the date. So we said, why can't we, you know?
So, okay, look, anything that you'd like people to do when they listen to this, that they could support the Hope Foundation or they could get involved. What's the message from you about
We
this?
Do have some tickets left, so it's worldsocialmediaday.com and just a backslash and buy, but it will direct you once you get there. worldsocialmediaday.com. And we're on Twitter as social_media_day, and we're on Facebook as World Social Media Day Cork. We are constantly manning all of those things. We're more intermittent on Instagram and Vine and stuff like that, but we're definitely all there answering.
Well, I tell you what, I'll be in Chicago on Friday the 27th of June, right? I'll be there, and I will send you a tweet from Chicago.
Very good.
To for the wall or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, perfect.
Or I'll. But look.
If you get everybody where you are to hold up a sign like, yeah, down with that sort of thing, or careful now, or, you know, something.
Oh, you can give me a little briefing. That's a good idea. We could do a mass selfie
because I think
from
they're
Chicago.
Going to do, yeah, they're going to do the same in Calcutta for the Hope Foundation. They're going to have little signs up and send us pictures from the street children and stuff that we're helping them, you know, down with that sort of thing. Careful now, you know, the usual.
Excellent.
Go on.
That's Mrs. Doyle. That's Mrs. Doyle offering you a cup of tea. Margaret Smith, look, I want to thank you ever so much. I hope it's incredibly successful. And I tell you what, if possible, when it's all over, I'll have another chat with you and you can tell me, because I'm really sorry. I'm going to miss it myself. And I just hope it goes incredibly well.
No worries. Thanks a million. To be honest with you, I think this